Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. At the outset, the NAM would like to express its sincere appreciation to the Deputy High Commissioner for sharing with us her thoughtful remarks, and we extend our gratitude to the Secretariat for their continued support to the Working Group. The NAM also would like to seize the opportunity to congratulate His Excellency Mr. Zamir Ekrem for being elected as the Chairperson Rapporteur of the Working Group on the Right to Development. We assure you of our full support and believe that under your stewardship, this working group would be able to fulfill its mandate and come up with tangible results. In this regard, the NAM welcomes the continuation of the elaboration of the draft Convention on the Right to Development on the basis of the draft submitted by the Chair Rapporteur. At the same time, the NAM welcomes the report of the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, Mr. Saad Al-Faraghi, presented at the 48th session of the Human Rights Council, and expresses the most unrestricted support to the fulfillment of his mandate. The NAM considers his mandate as an important support for the work of this working group on the right to development. The NAM takes note with appreciation the reports of the expert mechanism on the right to development submitted to the 48th session of the Council, and encourages the UN human rights system to contribute further to the work of the expert mechanism. In the final outcome document of the 18th Summit of the NAM, held on 25th-26th October 2019 in Baku, Azerbaijan, the heads of state and government of the movement agreed to promote and protect all universally recognized human rights, in particular the right to development as a universal and inalienable right, and as an integral part of all universally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms. The heads of state and government also urged the UN human rights machinery to ensure the operationalization of the right to development as a priority, including through the elaboration of a convention on the right to development by the relevant machinery, taking into account the recommendations of relevant initiatives. The NAM reiterates its belief on the importance of the international cooperation in addition to the national policy measures for realization of the right to development and mitigation of the negative effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. In this regard, the NAM calls upon states and other relevant stakeholders to take appropriate measures to guarantee the fair, transparent, equitable, efficient, universal, and timely access and distribution of safe, quality, efficacious, effective, accessible, and affordable COVID-19 vaccines, and to enable international cooperation. The NAM reiterates that all human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the right to development, are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated, and there is an urgent need to make the right to development a reality for everyone. The NAM firmly believes that the realization of the right to development is a necessity more than ever, and the international community must demonstrate its commitment and give the right to development the high profile it merits. The NAM also believes that the right to development should be the central to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and in this vein, urges all UN member states to pay particular attention to the right to development in the context of the elaboration of their national policies in line with the 2030 Agenda. In this regard, we are of the view that the implementation of the 2030 Agenda and its 17 goals is profoundly dependent on acquisition of an integrated, holistic, and comprehensive approach by all states in which a just and equitable development is achieved by human dignity attained. At the same time, the NAM calls upon the United Nations, its specialized agencies, funds, and programs to mainstream the right to development in their policies and operational activities, as well as in policies and strategies of the international financial and multilateral trading system. While we believe in the distinct nature of the right to development as an inalienable and intrinsic right, we should acknowledge that all human rights, including right to development, are interrelated and interdependent. Therefore, the NAM is of the view that the realization of the right to development could foster operationalization for every United Nations sustainable development goals, such as poverty reduction, hunger eradication, and food security, inclusive education for all, combat climate change, and protect sustainable development. We express our deep concern about the challenges and obstacles within the Working Group on the Right to Development, which for many years has made it impossible to fulfill its mandate. Mr. Chair, the Declaration on the Right to Development establishes a clear primary responsibility on the part of states to create favorable conditions to the realization of the right to development. States have a duty to cooperate with each other in ensuring development and eliminating obstacles to development, in such a manner as to promote a new economic order based on sovereign equality, interdependence, mutual interest, and cooperation among all states. States have the duty to take steps to facilitate the full realization of the right to development. As a complement to the efforts of least developed and developing countries, effective international cooperation is essential in providing these countries with appropriate means and facilities to foster their comprehensive development. In this regard, we believe that international cooperation is integral to the implementation and realization of the right to development and could help us to overcome the lasting challenges which hinder progress. At this session, the NAM is hoping that the working group will be able to hold an effective consideration of the draft Convention on the Right to Development by having a constructive engagement in the work on the draft text submitted by the Chair Rapporteur. We believe that the Convention on the Right to Development can make the development a reality for all, ensuring the operationalization of the right to development as a priority to achieve the sustainable development goals and raise the right to development as set out in the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action to the same level and on a par with all other human rights and fundamental freedoms in compliance with the mandate of the working group on the basis of the principles set forth in the United Nations Declaration on the Right to Development. In conclusion, NAM members would like to assure of their full cooperation by continuing the same spirit of cooperation as we did in the past and look forward to work constructively with our partners during this session to achieve further progress in realization of our ultimate goal. Thank you.